At the age of 91, his death was reported today by state television. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011. The autocratic leader assumed the presidency in 1981 and retained power by positioning himself as a trusted Western ally who honored the 1979 peace treaty with Israel. Mubarak stepped down from the presidency in 2011 and a year later found guilty of complicity for failing to prevent the killing of hundreds who had revolted against him. He was sentenced to life in prison, but Egypt's top court later cleared him. In 2015, Mubarak and his two sons were sentenced to 3 years on corruption charges. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak dead at the age of 91. The United Nations is appealing for $500 million to provide humanitarian life-saving assistance for 1.1 million civilians trapped in a war zone in Syria's northwest province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein has more.
More than 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib. Nearly one-third of this population, or about 900,000 people, have fled their homes over the past 2 months in search of a safe haven. But the United Nations says there is no safe haven in Idlib. Deputy Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syrian Crisis, Mark Cutts, calls this a major protection crisis.
It's an extremely alarming situation because if airstrikes and shelling move any further into that area, we are no doubt going to see a real bloodbath, a real massacre of civilians in that area.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in nearly 9 years of civil war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Tuesday their countries are working on a major trade deal after they held talks.